Blog Talk Radio.
Big Brain Tarian.
What you want from a nigga?
What you want from a nigga?
I gave you everything while you tripping on the nigga.
Steady playing games and you know I'm a nigga.
What you want from a nigga?
What you want from a nigga?
I gave you everything while you tripping on the nigga.
Steady playing games and you know I'm a nigga.
All that talking must don't know who you talking to. Always been a high nigga, always kept it cool. Never been a goofy, but you know I act a fool. You can stay and leave, either way I never knew. What you really want, if this ain't what you want. Tryna play me, don't you know that I'm one on one. Girl, you messing up, if it's up, it's up. If you didn't trust me, it must never love.
What you want from a nigga?
What you want from a nigga?
I gave you everything while you trippin' on the nigga.
Steady playing games and you know I'm a nigga.
What you want from a nigga?
What you want from a nigga?
I gave you everything while you trippin' on the nigga.
Steady playing games and you know I'm a nigga.
What you want from a nigga? What you want from a nigga?
I gave you everything while you trippin' on the nigga. Steady playing games and you know I'm a nigga.
Yeah, I know it is your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, OG TV. Man, we in the building on this Saturday. And if you're in Chicago, I think the weather kind of let up. I don't think we got this crazy windy. Well, you're in Chicago, so you already know what to expect when you in Chicago. I mean, we got good weather for right now, but I don't know if spring is officially springing. Yep, I'm going to say it just like that. Spring is springing, whatever you want to call it. But on the bright side, man, look. Got some new music coming up from my boy Kid Griffey called Mona Lisa. We got a little bit of change on the top 10 countdown. Got some updates on, you know, where my sponsors will be at. They are hosting a fight party. It's a shout out to the Parlay hosting a fight party. The whole Parlay team will be in the building. Yes, one of my Pacific sponsors definitely doing their thing. Yeah, so that's where we at with that. I got a lot of news coming up as far as with the NBA season winding down. Also, with what's going on in music as far as, like, these new albums dropping, stuff like that. And college football is getting ready to spark back up in a couple of weeks, you know, in a couple of months, I mean. We got a lot of things coming up we want to talk about on OG Radio. We got some new music coming up. As well, we got some everything, man. So keep it like an OG Radio, man. We're going to keep doing what we do. We got a good show for y'all, man. So keep it like that OG Radio, man. So we're going to get to the top 10 countdown. And like I always say, man, it's slight movement. It's not great movement, but it's movement on this top 10 countdown. And the way that you get moved around the top 10 countdown, man, is you have to have your people vote for the song. Right? That's just what it is. I got two new joints that have cracked into the top 10. This is what we normally do. And we get into the song that we want to get into. And the number 10 song is my boy Tenson. It's called Hatin'. Shout out to him. Shout out to this whole team, man. On top 10 countdown, man. Like I said, that's how it works. A lot of people support what they support, man. Do what they do best. And like I said, this song has been requested a lot, so we're going to go right into it, man. That right here, OG Radio, top 10.
It's a vibe, you gotta put it on replay.
first they cut my toes off. Real talk, you know what I mean. Stay on my toes like Billie Jean. So concerned with what I do. Breathing, I'm good. Energy in that drama. Really don't give a shit what you think about me trying to get these dollars. They be hating on the low. All up in my info. Yeah, they be out here frontin', running their mouth when they ain't gon' do nothing. Talking that shit, they never wanna run up. Far from a gangster, but not a wankster. You know what it is, though. Walking around like they don't think. What else? Got no money in the bank. Won't sell your soul in the bank for attention. Yeah, nah. So concerned with what I do. By the way, who are you? Much energy in that drama. Really don't give a shit what you think about me trying to get these dollars. They be hating on the low. Yeah, all up in my info. Yeah, they be out here frontin', running their mouth when they ain't gon' do nothing.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know this is your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, man. We still in the building. We still kicking it, man. We still live. Like I said, man, I got a long, great show for y'all, man. We're going to get it in. We're going to do what we're supposed to do, and we're going to kick it. Now, one thing that I know people wanted me to talk about was, like, the J. Cole. Everybody, like, blasting or bashing J. Cole. Like, oh, you ain't in the top five. You ain't in the top three. You ain't great no more. You ain't this. You ain't that. Man, look, for me, I still rock with Cole. Cole's still one of my favorite artists, man. Some people just, you know, I mean, for me, for this whole situation, I just feel like, I think I said it before, he didn't have to apologize, man. It's hip-hop, man. It's what hip-hop was built on. This is the culture. I mean, it's a friendly competition at the end of the day. Y'all don't really hate each other, but ain't nothing wrong with a friendly competition, man. Like, I mean, I don't see what the problem is. I don't see why he had to apologize. It's just rap, bro. I don't think neither one of y'all was going to take it no farther than the studio. You know what I'm saying? And they talk about, oh, man, he dirty for being on a song with Metro Boomin, knowing that Metro Boomin don't rock with Drake. It's like, bro, okay, he went on the tour with Drake, but that don't mean, like, Drake can tell him who the heck he can make songs with. I mean, I don't think this beef is that serious. Like, people taking it too far. Like, oh, man, he doing the song with Metro Boomin, and Kendrick just did the song. Okay, what that supposed to mean? What's that supposed to mean? It's like there's no size. It ain't like Drake and like when Kendrick did the Control joint, wasn't nobody saying like, oh, since Kendrick talked about all of them, Big Sean and all these other guys can't do songs, they gotta hate each other. Nah, bro, it's competition. It's competition. And people take competition too far sometimes. Even with in life, they take stuff too far. It's like, yo, it's a friendly, healthy competition. I don't see the problem with it. I personally really don't see the problem in it. But a lot of people do, and I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? That's just my opinion. But I don't think that's a problem that J. Cole did a song with Metro Boomin and Future and whoever else. Or, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't, you know, I'm like, what does J. Cole doing a song with them got to do with anything else that's going on? Ain't like J. Cole signed a contract and said, oh, I can't do no song with the people that Drake hate, or that it took shots at Drake. Like, he ain't signed the OVO. Drake is his own entity. He signed himself to himself. Had festivals, all that great stuff. And at some point in time, Kendrick has done stuff at Dream Fest or Dreamville Day or whatever they call it down there. And J. Cole and Kendrick have been at the same shows at the same time. They've performed on the same stage together. They bring each other out. So I'm like, yo, if we keep it hip-hop, it's cool. Like, all that other stuff, bro, it don't matter to me. But for some odd reason, it matters to a lot of, like, hip, like true hip-hop fans, we don't really care. Like, okay, yes, we going to give our 2 cents. We all agree that J. Cole did not have to apologize to Kendrick. I get it. I don't believe he had to apologize to Kendrick whatsoever. But for you to tell him who he can't record with, man, that's some silly shit. That's silly to me because I don't think just because you tell me, oh, Kendrick sent a shot at me, so whoever made the beat, I can't go get no beats from. Whoever made the control beat, like, oh, you made the control beat for Kendrick. I can't get nothing from you. Oh, I can't buy no beat from you. I'm like, it's, if you really look into it, it's a lot of producers who sell their beats to whoever. They trying to get a check. If they ain't signing no label, they ain't got no loyalty to nobody. They loyal to their craft until they give them getting the money. You know what I'm saying? Unless it was a situation like them, like, you know, Jay-Z, Rockefeller team, and Nas people, and that's a different case because, like, you know. But sure, I think Kanye did a game. I think Kanye sold a couple beats to Nas when Jay-Z and Nas was beefing. I think. I ain't too sure, but I'm going to research it. But, like, for the end of the day, I feel like y'all tripping over J. Cole getting on a feature with Metro Boomin and them. Kendrick wasn't on the song, so it's like, okay. And for one of me, I don't understand why everybody taking shots at Drake. I'm trying to figure out the reason why. It's like, it's cool to you know, go at people or the diss a track, but let it have some type of, like, some type of logic to it. You know what I'm saying? Make it be about something. Because it's like a lot of these, like, people dissing people, it's not even to say, oh, I'm the best, and this is why I'm the best. Like, back in the day, that's what they did. They would tell people why they were the best, and other rappers would be like, this is why I'm better than you. Like, the shots that people taking at Drake, I'm trying to figure out, like, what's the purpose behind them? What's the goal behind these joints? Now, you just to say that I'm bigger than the big three, okay, that's cool. Or whatever it is, but some of these beats just don't make sense. Like, for real, like, I'm seriously trying to figure out, like, these new age beats, like, I got beef with him because, and it don't make sense. Like, most of these beats got, even if it is personal, like, it's something happened where y'all seen each other at a club or y'all got into it over something where it was like, y'all supposed to do something and the money got funny and you, like, pissed, like, yo, don't fuck with my money, that's different. Or somebody, you get into it with them and they beat up your cousin or your best friend or disrespected your mama. Okay, that's beef. You don't nobody disrespect your mama, but just like beefing over a block or over a hood or whatever like that. Like, bro, that's childish kind of. I think that's because I'm getting older. But I think that's childish to me because it's like, man, what you proving? Because you don't own a block neither. We're getting super technical. I know people are like, oh, don't get extra technical about owning your block. You don't physically own it. Okay, so you claiming the block, they don't give a damn about you, though. That's just point blank. That's what I'm saying. So, me, I'm still going to support J. Cole. I'm still a Kendrick fan. I still listen to both of them guys. Both of them guys are in my top five. It don't make me think about neither one of them more or less or better. But if we were going with, like I said, the scorecard, it's 2-1, Kendrick 9. Because it was tied up 1-1 when J. Cole apologized. And Kendrick ain't had to say shit back. And now it's 2-1 because I know K-Dot finna come with something crazy. Well, I mean, it's 1-1 because J. Cole, like, apologized for the diss track. And Kendrick ain't said nothing since then. So until Kendrick says something, it's tied up 1-1. And it's crazy that it's tied up 1-1 because J. Cole apologized. He gave Kendrick a point. It's like getting a technical foul in the NBA game and you giving somebody a free point. That's kind of what J. Cole did by apologizing. He gave Kendrick a technical foul. He knocked it down. So now it's tied up 1-1. I mean, whatever you want to do it, but that's just my thing. So getting back into this countdown, we are going to see number 7 joint by my boy K-Vibes. It's called That Thing. Thangin'. Live right here, OG Radio. This is the number 7 joint. Live right here, OG Radio, man. Let's get it, man. Y'all already know what it is.
Ooh, looking like a caddy the way that they swinging. I hold on my, yeah, let me get behind it. I see you got it, I see it from behind, yeah. Yeah, that thing moving left cheek, right cheek. Keep moving, woman, I'ma hit you with that show me. You ain't playing no games, you do that shit with ease. Looking back, bending it over, hands on your knees. Got my mind wondering what you can really do. And all that talking you doing, I hope you speak the truth. And all that talking you doing, you about to act a fool. And all that talking you doing, your point has been proved. It ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. Ooh, it ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. Now you cutting up, popping on the handstand. That thing moving, see the print, talking through the pants. Saying wobbity wobbity, drop it to the flow. And ain't planning on stopping, I'ma need some more. Prep, pit, check, gone, put the work in. You in your zone, getting hype, they yelling, go friend. Now go and give yourself an applause. Sign me up for OnlyFans, I know it go hard. Fuck your ex, they can keep that nigga. Call him up, tell him you working with something bigger. Now make it clap 3 times in slow motion. Ain't nobody fucking with you, cause I'm on my dick fine. Ooh, it ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. Ooh, it ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. I see you cutting up left cheek, right cheek. I rotate and put your hands on your knees. I make that thing bang. I make that thing bang. I make that thing bang. You cutting out left cheek, right cheek. I rotate and put your hands on your knees. I make that thing bang. I make that thing bang. I make that thing bang.
believe that. The crib I bought, I be at. Table I bought, I eat at. The bed I made, I sleep at. Yes, believe that, believe that. Independent woman, I can't waste time. I can't stand no weak ass man who lacking life wanna come and demine. High like a king who after the shine, after accounts, after the vibes. And I got your side, your front and behind. Yeah, been hip to the game, no cheat code. I'm a beauty, but I'm still in beast mode. I ain't saying that you gotta wear a seatbelt. I'm just saying, just stay in your seat though. I'm a sag, no limit, no keto. Niggas waiting to shoot, they shot like free throws. Reminding me of Shaq with the heat though. Got a vibe, that's spot to reload. Cause the crib I bought, I be at. I'm only going with a piece that face green like ski mask. Pouring up sweet red when I relax. So waiting on my downfall like knee pads. Weak ass. X calling my phone wanna be back. That shit dead. Funeral, burial, repass. Nigga, I'm good like Maggie. Look at my ass. Look at my haters. They my stopping. Patting my pockets. I'm swimming in profits. It ain't no stopping. Nah, nah. Look, look. Crib I bought, I be at. Table I brought, I eat at. The bed I made, I sleep at. Yes, believe that. The crib I bought, I be at. Table I brought, I eat at. The bed I made, I sleep at. Yes, believe that.
I be off in the stew where they rap at. Go. I tell a nigga slidey and no show. Fly. Got them all on the way by the boatload. Pro with the wave, put the game in the chokehold. No doze, I be up when the money come. Money and sunny, I done came a long way. Now they want some from me. If I ever went away with a fan, still love me. If it never hit the fan, they gon' stand up for me. I got out on it. Still gon' dry like a store that. It's my time, I'm still in my prime. I'm still in your shine, you owe that. Can't put them on notice. Big thrill feeling like Podest. Campaign 2024, I got more in store. Y'all know what my vote is. Cause the crib I got, I trapped out. Made a few racks on the back end. Had to go and hit rich for the tap in. Double that stack, got lit, now we back in. Got a parallel park when I back in. Backs on the wall, I don't back down. Got a foot up on the gas and a foot up on the ass. So I know it gotta hurt when they sat down.
Cause the crib I bought, I be at. Table I bought, I eat at. The bed I made, I sleep at. Yes, believe that. The crib I bought, I be at. Table I bought, I eat at. The bed I made, I sleep at. Yes, believe that.
Hey, y'all know this boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, OG TV, man. We in the building. We do what we normally do. That right there was a joint from my girl, Toucan, called Believe That featuring Sunny Trill. That's what we finna get in. That was the number three joint. So we get into the number two joint, which is my boy, Ron B, featuring Dangerous Scott with the Vibe. A lot right here, OG Radio. Man, we going to have my segment. I picked like two businesses to talk about, so we will get into them after the top 10 countdown. I got a new joint to talk about. You already know DJ AK38 going to do his thing on the ones and twos. Give y'all a couple of minutes to just mix with him going crazy. Definitely want to shout out to everybody that got something going on in upcoming weeks and things that's going on. So I'm going to get y'all locked in on what's going on around your town. Support these black-owned businesses. And we're going to rock, man. We're going to do what we do, man. So it's your boy, Mr. AK. OG Radio, OG TV, man, we in the building, man. We do what we do best, man. Live right here, OG Radio. Ron B featuring Dangerous Scott, The Vibe. Let's get it.
Post up on the couch at the house. Netflix watching us. Mingle like a spouse.
Hey, watch your mouth.
God is watching us. Cool drinks and takeout. Blurted out. Got you thinking us. Hands start to reach out. Make you shout. Boy, you silly cuss. Southside my G. OGs raise me. And the lovely ladies praise me. Now it's your turn to trust me. So just close your eyes, don't you peep. Boy, so soft, mesmerizing me. Touch so soft, girl, can't you speak. For this grown game of hide and seek.
It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. You're okay, you're okay, you're okay. It's alright, it's alright, well alright. You're okay, you're okay. Go baby.
My mind, so fine. Please try to be mine. It seems to be divine.
What you think?
going off that passion. I be going off the attraction. Give it to me, y'all, no fraction. Give you whatever you asking. Gucci your body, your champagne and glasses. I read your body, y'all never need captions. Listen to Jodeci, you know the classics. Let's get loose. Rep a saddle with the cranberry juice. Nice cars with a panoramic roof. Oops, you done came through dripping on them. Body banging every time, looking different on them. When they hate, baby, you ain't even tripping on them. First class on the flight, you be tripping on them. I be wishing for a woman like you. Loving the way that you walk rooms. Loving the way that you break rules. Loving to get you up in the mood. Oh, you looking like food. And my appetite got me feeling inside. Yeah, it be feeling like June. Getting so hot, I be heated off the vibes. Yeah.
It's alright, it's alright, it's alright. You're okay, you're okay, you're okay. It's alright, it's alright, well alright. You're okay,
really where the heart is. Thinking back, I remember it well. My family was my foundation. Always there to hold me down when I fail. But I fell in love with the music. And from then on I started building friendships that I never end, going places that I never been. The biggest room is for my children. Oh, fully furnished with inner peace, solid walls of integrity, with the ceiling of spirituality. When the bad times come, feeling all alone, I know that I can always
find my way back home.
Life makes me leave, and it takes me too far. I can't always
find my way back home.
Sometimes I can't see, but I know where you are. I can always
find my way back home.
Like hand, soul, and gravel, I can always
find my way back home.
I'll never let you go. Oh no no.
Stuck between a rock and a hard place. Couldn't move a single muscle at all. Oh no. Always feels like I'm running in and out of time, trying to wait for that call. Trying to do things my way, my way, my way. Most of the time it's a very big flop. Yes it is. Stressed out dying. When will this rush feeling come to a stop? Cause I'm steady pushing every night, every day. Trying my best to maintain with this weight. People losing their life every day. Wanna keep it off my mind, but I can't. Need to understand my surroundings. Most of my relationship come through songs.
Facts.
When the bad time comes, feeling all alone, I can always find my way.
My way back home.
When life makes me leave and it takes me too far, I can always
find my way back.
Can't see, but I know where you are. I can always
find my way back home.
Like Hansel and Gretel, I can always
find my way back home.
But I never let you go. No, 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 no.
Back to the place where nothing can harm me.
Take me home.
back to the place where my mind is free. No matter where I am, I can always find my home inside of me. And that's where I wanna be.
Find my way back home.
When life makes me can't see you, but I know where you are.
Find my way,
I can find my way. Oh yeah, like Hansel and Gretel.
Find my way back home.
And I promise you this,
promise you,
I will never let you go.
Hey, I know this is your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, OG TV, man. We in the building. We still hanging out. And like I said, I got a lot of business people that I want to shout out, a lot of businesses I want to show some love to. So I'm going to get right into it, man. I told you I do more than just do this radio stuff. I do got a new joint that I'm going to get to, but I told you we're going to network with these businesses. Also, if you go to my OG, if you go to our OG Radio page, you will see all these businesses will be plugged, talked about, shared also on my Facebook page as well, and we're going to put it on the OG Radio Facebook as well. So, first of all, shout out to the Chit team, man. They're having a sale. We're having a flash sale, and I think Monday is the last day to be a part of a championship cheer squad. You got a sideline cheer team. We have a competition cheer team. So what you want to do is you definitely want to contact us. All the information is on there. Definitely get in contact with cheer coordinator Brianna, Coach Bree, who has brought a couple of championships to the Eagles organization. So all the information is definitely on the flyer. There's a flag sale. So it's cheerleading. Sideline cheerleading is going to be $275. Competition cheer is $375 for the Robin Cow Park Eagles. Definitely, we support and we love our cheer team. My DJ, DJ AK38, is the official DJ for the Robin Eagles cheerleaders and all that good stuff, man. So come out, support these young ladies as they continuously grow in this organization and continually do great things within the organization and continually grow and learn and become better women. And, you know, all that of the above. So definitely that's one thing. Like I said, all the information that I'm sharing will be on my OG Radio Facebook page, will be on my OG Radio Instagram page, and all over. So like I said, we doing a thing. We supporting businesses. I got a lot more business to talk about. But like I said, y'all heard the new number one, which is my boy J-Mo Home. Number two is my boy Ron B. with featuring Dangerous Scott with The Vibe. Number three is my girl, 2Cam, with Believe That, featuring Sunny Trill. Like I said, man, number four was Bria Sharice with Don't Worry. You know what I'm saying? So that was the top. And Rhea Alyssa falling with the top five of OG Radio in the top 10 countdown. You know, shout out to the top countdown. Top 10 countdown. Still running through these business people. So I got another business for people who trying to get in shape. I know the summer is almost here, and y'all probably late. Y'all behind the eight ball. Y'all ain't going to really get your summer bodies back in time to be showing them off. But if you definitely, definitely you want to get back in shape or just get help with your fitness goals, your health goals, I want you to go lock in with my bro, Cam L. Johnson with Catch Me If You Can, professional trainer, man. He does boot camps, flexibility and mobility, strength, conditioning, and semi-private. Definitely located in Chicago, South Loop, man. He got a wide variety of packages to help fit your best fitness goals and what you're trying to get to. So, man, definitely check my bro out, man. And then ready to book your first session, you visit him at www.catchmeifyoucam.com. That's catchmeifyoucam.com. Definitely go check out my bro, man, if you're trying to get into shape. Or you're just trying to get your healthiness on, man. You know, trying to get your health up. You know, all that good stuff, man. So definitely go lock in with my bro. Yeah, man, y'all trying to get your healthiness on, trying to get healthy, man. That's definitely the guy you need to go check out. Definitely the person you need to go see. You know, like I said, man, us OG Radio, man, we support who we supposed to support, man. We do what we supposed to do. I got one more thing, man. Also, shout out to the Parlay, our sponsor for OG Radio, man. And I'm a sponsor of the Parlay. OG Radio sponsors the Parlay, and the Parlay sponsors the OG Radio. It's a partnership. So we are hosting a fight party, the Haney Garcia Watch Party and Post Fight Show, April 20th at 7 p.m. We will be at Pop's Pizza and Sports Grill. It's 817 East Nager Road in Rochelle, Illinois. Definitely looking for the flyer on OG Radio Instagram page. Who will be in the building? 15-year NBA vet Kendall Gill and Tilo will be in the building. We'll be live at the post fight, and we have pre-fight commentary. So come through, hang out with us, man. We'll be there live at Pop's Pizza and Sport Bar. So definitely come on, hang out with us, man. Come kick it with us. Come watch the fight with us. Come network with us, man, because we do a lot of stuff. We'll be selling merchandise, all this good, amazing stuff, man. So come pop up with us. OG Radio will be in the building, man. We might be doing some radio interviews. I don't know yet, which we'll figure that out if we figure that out. But like I said, man, this is what we do, man. We're going to have fun doing it. And make sure y'all pop up, tune in, check out all that good stuff. Come hang out with us. Yeah, so definitely, like I said, OG Radio may be in the building doing a live show. We don't know. It depends on the DJ AK38 might be in the building too, DJing, holding down the ones or two. So come hang out with us, come kick with us, come watch the fight, enjoy some food, get some drinks to your sister, you know, do what you do, man. So business corner, as I would call it. I'm still looking for a name for my business segment. So if anybody got good ideas, let me know. Also, business owners, if you have a website, you have a flyer, you have a business card, and you would love us to share it on OG Radio, you would want us to talk about it on our show, hit us up, man. Hit us up. 516-666-9826. Hit us up. You can talk live. Holler at us live. Or you can go follow me on OG Radio. Go to OG Radio Instagram page, OG Radio, one with the big boom box. Follow us. We follow back. DM us. We love the information. We want to support these businesses. That is our goal. So, you know, we always want to support the business owners, people who are doing what they do best, whatever they doing. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like I said, man, we are supporting all of that good stuff. So what I'm going to do is I got to get into my new joint, and then I'm going to let DJ AK38 do his thing. This new joint comes from my boy Kid Griffey. It's called Lisa Mona. And we're going to get right into it. Y'all know what I say, man. There's not a word for me into the word for me on OG Radio. So y'all keep it locked here. Live OG Radio. New joint from my boy Kid Griffey. It's called Lisa Mona. Live right here. OG Radio. Let's get it.
Yeah. Look, I told mommy she could call me,
but only if she really wanna. She so beautiful, paint a picture like Lisa Mona. She call me Poppy, I do my thing to the early morning. I got her screaming, she steady moaning, she can't control it. Yeah, she get on top and she roller coaster. Flight to Miami, I know she happy, I'm back in motion. Porsche floating, wind blowing, but I want a ghost. Let's have a toast to the bad times that'll help us grow. That melanin on her soft skin, man, it really glow. Beautiful queen, but a bad side that'll make you go. But not too long, cause you holding on, you afraid to go. Cause when you stuck on the good times, your vision moat. Yeah, I know it's harder, baby. Just take it all into your own hands, you're smarter, baby. Beautiful smile and got them thick hips, you're gorgeous, baby. Yeah, don't ever let them take that from you, baby. And it's weird, cause I've been stuck inside my conscience lately. Painting pictures of your mind, a golden treasure, baby. I learned my lesson, baby. No more stressing, baby. I just look right in your eyes and peep my blessings, baby. Yeah. My Lisa Mona, my only pleasure, my golden treasure. Yeah, I really fell in love with her essence. I took her down just to lick her up and teach her a lesson. Hop in the whip just to cruise the city, start up a session. The more we really get the rolling, the deeper I'm getting. Intimate conversations with intimate feelings. Then I get the lick and I'm parts of your body that I know will get you wet. Now you stuck and you're moaning. Like, yeah. My Lisa Mona. Yeah. My beautiful queen, call her my Lisa Mona. Yeah. My Lisa Mona. Yeah. Call her my beautiful queen.
My Lisa Mona. Yeah. My Lisa Mona.
Hey, I know this, boy, Mr. AK, we are back in the building. We still in here hanging out. So, switching the mood to the sports situation. Yes, we do got a little break because we just got basketball. Baseball just started. I am not the biggest baseball fan, but I respect baseball. But they were talking about how so many pitchers are getting these UCL injuries. And me being a sports guy, me being a football guy, I know something about injuries. Brother has some injuries. What they're saying is that they're trying to figure out why all these pitchers are having these injuries and all this other stuff. They talk about the pitch clock because then they speed the game up. And they feel like with you speeding the game up, it's people, the pitchers are rushing themselves, which is then making them throw harder and all this other stuff. So I don't know. I personally believe that the pitch clock is a good thing for the sport of baseball. It speeds the game up. It just speeds it up. You know, I mean, I understand sometimes, you know, you go to the ballpark, you want that experience and all that good stuff. But I feel like baseball, to me, watching it, it's slow motion. It's slow motion for me. But I know to the diehard baseball fans, I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just speaking on my opinion. I ain't saying it is what it ain't. But there's many things that go into that. Currently, my White Sox are not doing good, so we're not even going to touch that. At all, just we're going to pray for better days for the White Sox. Hope they get on a little run, have a respectable record and all that good stuff. Switching to basketball, it's the last – tomorrow's the last regular season day of the NBA. Most of these playoff spots are set, I think, out in the West. It's just trying to figure out who's going to be number one, whether it's the Minnesota Timberwolves, whether it's the Denver Nuggets or the Oklahoma City Thunder. I'm 100% surprised that the Oklahoma City Thunder are in that race to be a top three team in the West. Denver, I'm not surprised they're not in the top three because they kept their core guys. And what people don't understand sometimes, they would talk about, oh, they lost key guys off the bench. that means other guys who probably need, if a lot of guys who probably were on that bench who, if played more minutes, could be more productive. We've seen that with Bruce Brown. We're seeing that with so many other guys like Bones Highland and these other guys who are contributing to that Denver Nuggets team. And then as long as you get Jamal Murray, Jokic, the Joker, and Michael Porter Jr., you're pretty much solid. And Aaron Gordon is the X factor. As long as Aaron Gordon keeps doing what they're doing, I feel like Denver is the team to beat out West. But if I had to give a vote, and I was talking about the West, I want to talk about the top three teams because the play-in is cool. I love the play-in situation. It gives excitement to the end of the season. It also gives excitement. And a lot of these teams who probably would have tanked that was like 9 to 10 would be like, F it, I don't care. But the 7 through 10 teams, they actually fighting for something. And I understand that some people are like, man, that sucks that if you a 7 seed or you a 8 seed, you got to play one more game to get in and you earn the right to get in. I think that's cool because it's more exciting. It's like, hey, man, you in the bottom half of the league? Yes, it should be a – you should have to fight a little bit harder to stay in your playoff position. You know what I'm saying? So the 7 through 10 games, I mean, they cool. But this right here, for my opinion, the play-in, if we didn't have this play-in, we would be talking about LeBron and them in a whole different light right now. Not even going to lie to y'all. Like the Lakers, Phoenix, Golden State, Houston, a lot of these teams we probably wouldn't be talking about right now because of how bad they're playing and how bad they look. So with that being said, we probably wouldn't be saying nothing about the Lakers. Any of these teams in the bottom half of the basketball record. So, and my thing is, why are we still talking like, that's the only blessing to play in because you still are able to talk about the Lakers. You're still able to talk about teams you probably wouldn't have gave a damn about if we had no play-in situation. The fact that we got a play-in situation is the main reason why people are still talking about, you know, what's going on with the NBA. And for me personally, I don't care. Because I feel like that, number one, I just don't like it. I don't like it. Because, like I said, the play-in tournament in the Eastern Conference starts, the 16th. So the Heat and the Sixers play. That's the 8-7 game. The Bulls and the Hawks play April 17th. And that's the 10-9 game. And the winner of the 10-9 game plays the loser of the 7-8 game for the 8th seed. Now, just like in the West, you got the Los Angeles Lakers playing the Phoenix Suns on the 16th. And then you got Golden State playing the Sacramento Kings. And y'all know the rest with that. So, yeah. Some of these teams I wouldn't even care about talking about, but it is what it is with that. And like I said, it gives more excitement to the NBA at the end of the season. It gives some of these teams that are in like 7, 8, 9, 10 more reasons to play hard, just for money reasons. So, yeah, but and to be honest, if we didn't have a play-in, we would probably be talking about how disappointed we are in the Lakers. That the last 3 or 4 years, ever since the play-in started, they've been in the play-in situation every year. And people are going to say, oh, well, they made it to the Western Conference Finals. It don't matter, bro. They got the same team, and they in the same position they was last year, the play-in tournament. So it's like, yeah, I don't know about that team. Yeah, so NBA, man, we getting close to the playoffs. And like I said, this is when teams kick it up a notch. Look at Phoenix. Phoenix is a 7th seed. Lakers is an 8th seed. So just think about that. If the playoffs happen today without a play-in, the Thunder would be playing the Lakers, which would be a good matchup. And the Suns would be playing the Timberwolves. Now, for a lot of people, they like, oh, Timberwolves got that. Oh, Thunder got that. Mm-mm. Nah. Both of them series would be a great series matchup because the Timberwolves are still learning how to win. And if you playing either the Suns or the Lakers, then you may have an issue with the Suns and the Suns because the Suns can slow it down and do some things. And I'm not saying that the Timberwolves still wouldn't win that series, but I'm just saying it wouldn't just be no runaway. So there you have it. So with the NFL draft coming up, man, I'm going to tell y'all right now, I am glad that the Justin Fields is in this new place, new home, and he's locked in, focused on doing what he needs to do. You got Russell Wilson trying to, you know, show him how to be a pro and all this other stuff. I mean, I'm just happy that that situation, the whole fiasco, is over with. So now we can really talk about prospects and the guys we feel like are jumping up and down this NFL draft board. And the name that I keep hearing is Malik Nabers. That he just keeps. Hey, I know it is your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio, OG TV, man. Like I said, man, shout out to my OG Radio team. Shout out to everybody. Shout out to Radio Real, Genesis. Genesis is about, well, I can't reveal that yet. I was about to say something, but please give me the green light, I can't say that. Just know She got something coming up that's big. I think she about to drop a new book. So her new book's going to come out soon. If I did say it, I wasn't supposed to. I don't care at this point. I do what I want to. Also, man, shout out to my boy Radio Real, man. Been doing some great things. Been all over the place, man. He been producing. He been on different TV, podcasts, holding down, the, you know what I'm saying, supporting what he's doing. Keep doing what you're doing, bro. Like I said, man, shout out to my team. Shout out to my boy Ron B. Still out here doing his thing, producing great records, doing his thing. Shout out to the team. Amethyst still doing what she do. Get well soon. Can't wait to get back on the air. Shout out to everybody, man, that's been continually rolling with OG Radio, doing what we do. Shout out to all my business partners. Shout out to the Parlay, my business partner. Like I said, shout out to Kendall Gear, shout out to T-Lo, shout out to the whole Parlay team. Appreciate y'all allowing OG Radio to be in partnership with the Parlay and allowing us to do what we do collectively and continually push the boundaries on sports and entertainment. Because like I said, man, us here at OG Radio, we support a lot of business people. And all the business people that I support on the radio show today, I appreciate y'all taking the time out to send me y'all information so I can definitely let the world know what y'all got going on, what y'all doing, what y'all, you know what I'm saying, what's going on. Like I said, shout out to my team, man, allowing me to continuously do what I do. And these last few weeks have been crazy, but very blessed. I can say that, like, very blessed couple of weeks that's been going on for me, man. Yeah, very life-changing, but very blessed for these two new things that's going to go on in my life. And I'm loving it, man. I'm really loving it, man, like I said, man. Shout out to my football kids. We're going to start our spring football season, man. I can't wait to see them. They can't wait to see me. And like I said, being back at practice with my kids, I appreciate it. I definitely was locked in with them and had fun, man. So shout out to all the football coaches out there that's going to be doing spring ball. Shout out to all the colleges that are starting spring practice. It's that time, man. Y'all know what it is, fellas. It's that time, man. We're getting close to that time. Shout out to the United Football League. They used to be the XFL, the USFL, the United Football League. Man, it's doing its job. I can say that. It's doing its job. Ratings is up, man. So anytime you see extra football, I'm loving it. And the United Football League for spring, bro, I think this is that league that NFL Europe was trying to be. That bridge between, because that's a professional league. It's kind of like that in between, like, it's professional, but it ain't the NFL. It's almost like the minor leagues in baseball, and you're looking at it like, okay, this is the minor league. This is the major league. You went for that call-up or that call, like, hey, yo, look. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be on the practice squad. You know, I think it's getting to that point, and I also think that it's just an opinion. And if I got to DM The Rock and Roger Goodell and post this and say this, but I feel like that just like in NFL Europe, when NFL teams, had they were affiliated with certain NFL teams. I feel like, because I know it's only 8 UFL teams and it's 32 football teams, I feel like they should divide it up to where each, or they just do, I don't know, they could divide it up to where every team that's in the UFL is affiliated with like 3 or 4 different football teams. And being able to, you know, put players into the spring league just to get a workout or, you know, if they ain't playing that much, to get them up to speed or whatever like that. I don't know. Something to where, you know, however they got it figured out now to where they're pulling NFL guys, NFL scouts are going to the UFL and pulling guys up to be on rosters. Because some of these guys have played in the NFL. Some of these guys have played like 100-something snaps in the NFL, been in the league for 2 or 3 years, you know, got cut from the team, got injured, went back to the UFL, got themselves together, got themselves healthy, sharpened up some of their skills, and went back to the NFL. So I just want to say that UFL is something that I'm glad is here, and I'm glad it's helping guys get back to the NFL. Shout-out to The Rock. Shout-out to everybody that works with UFL. Because for me, I'm a sports guy. I'm a football guy. So number one thing for me is seeing guys who were in the NFL, maybe got hurt or just, you know, it wasn't their time, able to go somewhere to a professional league and show they craft. Show they can still play. Show that they've gotten better at whatever position they're playing. And then our NFL team, like, I remember that guy from college. He was nice. He played a couple years in the NFL. All right, man, cool. Let's see if he got it now. Because sometimes it just takes a little bit more time for certain people to one, mentally understand the game, and two, physically catch up to the game. Sometimes it be like that when you're going from the college to the NFL. Some guys can just adapt quick. Some can't. I mean, that's the way life is. But, yeah, like, that's definitely what it is. Also, man, if y'all looked at my Facebook page a couple of weeks ago, I meant to let y'all know that I lost my my favorite dog, a.k.a. my child, Zena. She passed away a couple of weeks ago. If y'all look through my Facebook page, my TikTok page, y'all will see just pictures of her. Like I said, I'm saying RIP to my child, Zena. One of the best dogs I've ever had, to be honest. Like, I think she was more than just my dog. She was like my child. Like, people know that. They know me. No, Zena was like my child because she did things only a real child would do. She would make sure she woke me up before 4 o'clock in the morning, even on a Saturday. She was bougie when she was eating her food. She wouldn't let nobody watch her eat her food. I don't know what the hell that was about. Like, she protected the crib that she was at all time, protected the kids. So I was sad. Yes, I'm still trying to cope with it. But just to realize that she lived in dog years, she was like 14. So that's like she was 78 years old, almost 80. So for me to understand that she outlived the life expectancy of a lot of Rottweilers, he was in like the 1 percentile that made it past 2 years, 11 years old. I was blessed to have her for that long. I'm blessed that my nieces and everybody got the love on this amazing dog. So it's bittersweet that she's not here no more, but I think she somehow secretly gave me a gift, and I appreciate that. And I'm dedicating this show to my dog, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? My dog, a.k.a. Zena, Warrior Princess, a.k.a. Zena the Stallion. It's that joke, but Zena the Stallion. But, yeah, man, so we finna get out of here, man. I appreciate everybody who tuned in to OG Radio today, man. Shout-out to J-Mo, who got the number one song of the day. Shout-out to Tins, who's hating, got on the top 10 countdown, new entry on the countdown. Shout out to my boy Kid Griffey for having his song, new song, played on OG Radio. Appreciate him trusting the OG Radio for us to play it. So I appreciate that. Shout out to everybody on the team, man. Shout out to everybody who continues to support OG Radio, continues to support what we're doing, what we got going on, man. I will be back next Friday. Yeah, I'll be back next Friday, man, with more updates, more new music, and some more great things probably going on. I don't know. Y'all check it with me. Y'all know what I said then to all my shows, man. Do what you love and love what you do, and the rest take care of yourself. I'm your boy, Mr. AK, OG Radio. We out of here. Chicago, put the guns down. Respect life, and I'll see y'all next Friday, man. Lock in with my team, man. Let's get it. We out. Peace.